Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tom's Tips Podcast, your place for obscure movie references, cat facts, and everything Mag Hub related. And now, your host, Mag Hub Product Manager, Tom Bellin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tom's Tips Podcast, the first of 2021, this new year. I am Tom Bell, Project Manager for Aisling, joined by always our Marketing Director, Zach Gilbert. Say hello to the Jugheads, Zach.
Hello, Jugheads.
Yeah. All right. It is the new year. It is our first podcast. This year, we're going to do it right. I don't know what that means, but we're going to do it right. So, Zach, it's a new year. That means resolution time. Do you have any for this upcoming 2021 year?
This year is going to be saving up money because my wife and I want to buy a house soon. We're still trying to figure out where. But that is going to be our goal, is, you know, cutting down some debts, saving up some additional money, and I guess try to live healthier. But I tell myself that every year. So we'll see.
Living healthy. That's just silliness. I know. I mean, what's the point in living healthy if you're not mentally healthy? You know, it's like, what? I can't. I mean, that sounds like you need to eat broccoli all day. Like, terrible. Just terrible. I mean, saving money, that's always a fun thing, which always leads to an expense. So is there a certain type of thing that you're going to have to cut out expense-wise to save additional funds? You know, it's either you're making more money on the side, you know, managing my podcast career, or you're probably going to cut something out. So what sacrifice, Derek, will you be making?
I think my wife would probably say stop buying stuff that I don't need. So, like, I'm a big collector of PC games and GameCube games and arcade machines, so she'll probably tell me to stop buying those things. She's got a point. So that'll be my expenses. Stop buying stuff.
Well, I can definitely agree on the GameCube games. That seems just obsessive. Like, who collects GameCube games?
I do.
Does it go right next to your Sega Saturn game collection?
I have a Sega Saturn game collection.
Well, I mean, I love like Saturn as well, but it's like one of those systems, like, isn't that one of those systems that you're just like, that happened, but
it's a good point. It's fair. I have this obsessive need of collecting all games. So I could choose like N64 or those type of systems, but those games go for a ridiculous amount of money. GameCube games are actually relatively cheap. There's only 500 or so games made. So I could actually theoretically collect all of them without going broke. And you can still find them. People don't really care about the discs as much. And there's a lot of counterfeits for the cartridges. So like a lot of Nintendo, N64, all those cartridges, a lot of those are repos. So you have to be careful, like, not to buy some scam one. And for the GameCube disc, since they're mini, they use a different format, they're a little bit harder to knock off. So that's why.
Interesting. Then I got confused. I was thinking maybe it's the Sega CD. That was the real bomb of a system. Do you have one of those?
I do not. I had one as a kid. I probably will never have another one.
I think I rented it a few times. Ooh. I remember as a kid, back when you would rent systems.
Yeah.
I think there was some sewer game. That's the only one I remember for Sega CD. It was like, there was some game where you're like a sewer and you're going through it. I think it was a flagship game. And then I don't know if they made anything else, but no, I was always a Sega kid too. And I know, cause we've talked about it, I recently, you know, for my Christmas gift to myself was got a Sega Mini. So, you know, I'm getting ready to get some nostalgia on with some of my Sonic, my Toe Jam and Earl. Mm-hmm. I've asked my wife to play Toe Jam and Earl with me. I'll have to figure out a time to do that. I don't know if she's emotionally prepared for what Toe Jam and Earl is. you know, it doesn't make any sense, but it's a great game.
Yeah.
That dang randomizer gave me fits as a child, so I can't wait to have some flashback memories of just pure anger when I figured out all my presents, and then there he goes, the randomizer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm excited for that that child rage to come back of just like complete and utter frustration. So I'm glad I did that for myself. You know, that's my New Year's resolution. Be angrier. So I'm working very well to get to that.
Yeah.
To that part. Yeah. I always think it's healthy to be angry, especially when you're kind of still stuck at home with young kids around. Always a good idea to get angrier. In that fun stuff, but You know, it is exciting new year. Things going on. 2021. So, you know, we have thinking already about the 2020 forum, which is, or 2021 forum, which we hope to do in person. And speaking of that, that's why we did some stuff with the event module and the release 10.0. Yeah, so the 10.0 release. Oh boy, was it fun? It was a release that we pushed a bit because of some holiday stuff, some COVID stuff, all kinds of stuff. And there's a lot of things in here that we were trying to get in and wrap up and start off the year with quite a bit of stuff. One of the big thing being events, which again, hopefully we all get to go to in 2021. You know, that will be a goal. So I know it seems odd. It's like starting off a time when events seem like you can't go there to do something like that. But obviously, you know, I think we're all hopeful that in the fall we can. So it's helpful to have that stuff started now in the system so people can start playing with it, tweaking with it. But it's something that people have asked for, talked about different things, is there really should be an event button. So there is now. And so that'll change it. So you never know, you might start seeing promotions for our forum coming up soon using that same type of module. So we did that. Again, also in this, added a lot of different things for some stuff with credit card charging over the last few releases in terms of better management of, you know, errors that you get for credit card processing, which has always been a problem for a while, which we talked about at the last forum, being able to update cards in case the didn't get the auth code was added. You know, we did that recently with the expiration emails, and also like the added an option for surcharge. There's been a lot of stuff for payment processing we've put in place. We've created a whole new way to build through projects. You know, projects is always something that's very important to us as a business, and we find more and more customers taking advantage of it when they're working with customers for a long period of time, wanting to communicate with them over the project and being able to maybe bill off of hours and bill off of when things are done within a project versus just, you know, random bill. I mean, it's a lot of different ways to bill in the system. It's quite a thing. So we did a lot of that type of stuff. We also kind of like a side note almost, but a big item is we brought breadcrumbs back. I kind of almost forgot about that one because it's kind of been going on for a while and testing. So we've started bringing those back. I kind of just slipped my mind until right before the release. It's like, oh yeah, those things are there. So that was a technical item that we've added that, again, we can expand to in the future to help with the site navigation. So we can continue adding there, but I know that's a big item. So if you those little grayed out links, now you can see some links there. So that's nice. Help you move around the system a little bit better. And then continued on with the HubSpot integration. I know your favorite. I don't even have to ask you what your favorite is this release. But, you know, we've continued expanding there. We got a lot of interest already from people within HubSpot wanting to learn more about HubSpot or connecting. So, you know, the last what we've done now is being able to actually push contacts to HubSpot. Or if they're already in there, grab the ID so you can start seeing HubSpot information in your system, even if they didn't originally come from HubSpot. So, you know, we have some other things planned for that where, you know, hopefully get through this the next release in February, we're going to have a specific HubSpot field where you can see displayed HubSpot information and being able to push more contacts in bulk. So we'll continue to expand on that. And again, get better with our partnership with HubSpot because, again, we are one of those fun resellers of things. So yeah, there's just a lot of things and also a lot of bug cleanups and just there's just a lot. And after the holidays and the beginning of this year, you know, I'm just glad that the 10.0 release is behind us. Moving on to the next thing. But I don't know, Zach, besides HubSpot, or maybe it isn't HubSpot, what's your favorite thing about the 10.0 release?
I probably have to say, I think actually the event stuff is cool. You know, obviously we've done event stuff. We've used our event module a couple times here and there. There's always some improvements that you can find. So I'm excited to see those improvements happening. Like Tom mentioned, like I appreciate you mentioning, Tom, about the fall forum. You know, we are looking for September. There's a lot of different pieces to manage that. You know, in the past, we've done stuff like Eventbrite, and that's always frustrating. And, you know, I'm the one that manages the vendors and the catering, tickets, all that stuff. So just having a more conclusive system to kind of do it all would be really helpful with us. So I'm excited for that. And I will say, Brian, our developer, was very upset because during our internal release discussion yesterday, you completely forgot to mention breadcrumbs, and he mentioned it in the chat box like 3 or 4 times. So he was very disappointed in you, Tom.
So did he message that directly? Oh, just like in the go to webinar thing?
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't look at the chat box during the webinars. That's supposed to be you doing in there. But yes, I totally forgot about breadcrumbs. No joke. I think I forgot to mention it on our webinar. I'd mentioned it earlier because I knew what it was coming. Like before the new year, I actually put it out as a teaser that we were bringing it back. But then when it came to the actual release, I was just like, oh, no idea. You know, I mean, I think it's one of those things that hopefully, you know, people realize, oh, it's just there. It's helpful now. But, you know, and it does help them, but it's not something, you know, you probably forget. You're probably just used to them being there. But
yeah.
Yes. You know, Brian even built that feature. So he's upset for a different developer, but, you know, he should have spoke up.
He's just that caring.
Yeah, just that caring about the breadcrumbs. Yes, I did forget about that.
I will also say, it's not my job to manage your go-to meeting chat box. It's my job to manage your webinar chat box. Very different things.
Yeah, well, I know, but, you know, I have to, you know, present and rant and do things and do all kinds of stuff, and it's hard enough organizing my life to try and worry about what people are saying in chat. He could just unmute himself. You know, he's not going to listen to this podcast, so I'm just going to rail on him for a while. Let me tell you about his code. It's... be attacked, or I'll never make another change for me again. But yeah, I mean, I think the event too, it kind of ties to some general overall changes might be looking to do in other parts of the site, where, you know, kind of built events a while ago, or we built this other thing and it doesn't get as much attention, so then we make updates to more of the core parts of the site, and then we find out, you know, events just does not work like anything else. So I think one of the, you know, there's some additional features we've added to events, like there's better inventory tracking. There's ways to add it to orders so you can invoice it. We modeled it a bit how customers currently use services to do events. So it should be familiar. But I think just having it behave more like every other part of the site and not having, you know, these pages that just don't look the same, they behave differently, I think that just overall will make it easier for people. I think there will be some getting used to, and definitely foresee other tweaks and things we can make to it. It's definitely a starting spot, but by doing it this way and kind of realizing, let's just make everything this way kind of work one core way, so when you get to the page, you're like, oh yeah, that's how this works, because I know how it works other places. We'll want to make it easier to use, and also gives it easier for us to build and expand upon. So we'll be interested to see how it goes, and all that fun stuff with the tickets. Oh boy. But yeah, there's a lot of some things it's released. So, I mean, this upcoming release, again, we're going to do some more stuff with HubSpot. We know we have that planned. There's some other UIOX elements we want to do with persistent pages, which we added, which we're going to finish. So just some other things that we just want to kind of knock out and kind of clean up some stuff starting out this year before we get into some other big, big fun new things. You know, if you could go to any event starting next year, like, what event do you have, something you want to do next, some event you're hoping is open again or can do in the, besides the Fall Forum, which is obviously number one?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'd probably say I'm looking forward to concerts again. You know, I miss going to concerts, so, you know, there's a few that I would go to without a doubt. I definitely want to go to HubSpot's Inbound conference. You know, it's been a couple of years since I've gone to that. It's a good time in Boston. Fun group of people. They always get amazing speakers. You learn a ton. You meet some cool people. It's a really fun event. It's massive. So it'll be weird to see if that even happens this year, because, like I said, last time I went there was like 25,000 attendees. So I don't see it probably going back to that even this year. But it'd be cool to go to another one of them. But I think right now I miss conferences or concerts, and I miss going to the theater a lot.
Yeah, what concert, like, if you could, I don't know if there's anything planned already, like, if you could choose it, you could create it, going to this concert, you could make it happen. Who would it be?
So actually I do have two concerts I am signed up for, so we'll see if it happens. One of them is in Los Angeles. It's AHA coming to the U.S. They canceled last year's. My wife and I were supposed to go for our wedding kind of gift to each other, so I wasn't able to see them. So they did postpone tickets, so we are hopefully going this summer to see them in Los Angeles. It's a small venue, so it's a better chance of that happening. And then Rammstein in Chicago. And yes, I understand there's a core difference in music between AHA from the 80s and the heavy metal band Rammstein, but both of them, like I said, usually don't tour the US. They both got canceled last year. So I'm looking forward to that. both of them.
That is, you know, hey, you got to mix it up. You have to have different kind of flavors to get in there. You know, I think it's good to expand. I mean, learn new things, new music. I mean, so that's your Rammstein. Are those your two favorite bands, or just the two random? Like, I know you're love child of the 80s. So AHA might be your favorite band, but
AHA's probably one of my favorite. I mean, that was my wife's wedding song, so I'd probably say that's probably up there. But I'd probably say, you know, my favorite concerts are Dirty Heads. It's a reggae alternative band, kind of new age Southern California. Think of like Sublime. And then The Offspring, which is also kind of in a similar vein. Those are my two favorite bands of all time, bar none. I've gone to every concert they've had in Michigan for the last decade. I cannot wait for them to come back.
So somewhat similar to that of a random thing that happened the other day is just, I think of that timeline and bands of that is Green Day.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, I play a lot of different music around my house, try to get my kids into music and do all kinds of things. So one thing I found is, you know, my one son, Peter, like we'll begin the car and I'll ask what song. So he always will say the Weezer song because he likes Weezer. And so we play Hero by Weezer. That's what the Weezer song means. And then the other day we found out that like Fred is really into Green Day and just really likes Green Day songs. The big one, one of them being Good Riddance. So which I believe the title everyone knows is whatever it's, I forget. It's like Time of My Life. Yeah. But anyway, so those are what my kids are obviously in there. And then Michael Jackson songs, which I think you'll like this because it made me think of the show Psych, which you like, is when Peter wants to listen to Beat It by Michael Jackson, he calls it Shimone, which like I don't even know where he got that because I don't even think it's in the song. But he's like, Shimone. I'm like, okay. All right. So I try to mix that up.
That's amazing. They say it in Psych, so maybe that's why.
Why I was like, no. Well, if he has, I haven't watched it with him. I just know that one scene, and I was like, that's crazy. So I'm going to have to show that to him. But, you know, I'll have to figure out some new music to watch or to listen to, you know, as I'm trying to learn some new things this year. It's my big thing. I've been doing a lot of master classes on that channel. So I do my baking ones for Dominic Ansel. So he's helped me learn croissants and then doing some chess things. But one of the ones I've been listening to is on Hans Zimmer, who, you know, Workday, there's a lot of soundtrack, that type of music. Mm-hmm. I listen to a lot of Hans Zimmer in the background or Mad Max. Fury Road soundtrack. I just listen to that like on loop because it's just good for work and it gets me angry. I need to be angry to get through all this stuff. But anyway, I was watching the Hans Zimmer masterclass and I thought it was very interesting because he starts so small. Like he's like, it just takes two notes. It's like I created the whole Inception soundtrack with two notes. It's like, oh, okay. So that's kind of crazy. It's all this, you know, I find all these people are simple. Like it's always really is the most basic thing. They start from there and build. But like, so Hans Zimmer, I was thinking, is interesting because give a little clue. On this because I listen to soundtrack a lot because of my kids is the movie trivia question for this is Hans Zimmer has been nominated for like 1,000 Academy Awards. He's actually only won one. And when you think about Hans Zimmer, probably wouldn't think about this, but what movie is the movie that Hans Zimmer won an Academy Award for? So I think it's for original score. He's only won once. So if you could tweet us the movie that Hans Zimmer won his Academy Award for, you can get a prize. Do you know what it is, Zach?
I have guesses in my head, but I'm surprised it's only been one. That's so odd.
It's only been one of these. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a thing. Like, you could probably guess, like, there's probably four or five you can think it could be any of those. So it's interesting the one that it is. So it's a little offbeat. But yeah, I know. It's like, it always reminds me of one of my greatest moments in my life's history was kind of related to this. It was playing a game of Trivial Pursuit. And I know if it's worthless knowledge that will mean nothing to the greater good of society, I know it. And so it got to a question. It was like the final question. And so that's the one where your team gets to pick. You know, the competitors get to pick who it is. Mm-hmm. And my friends still, it's the greatest thing I've ever done in my life. They're still amazed by it. So they're like, okay, we're going to pick this question because it's about daily soap operas during the day. And they were like, what actress has been nominated for the most awards ever, but had like never won? She'd been nominated for 20. Now, Susan Lucci for the win. I think she only won one, but she had been nominated like 30 times for the award. but for whatever reason, she like never won Susan Lucci. So similar, like there's people you've not, I think maybe it's because people are like, well, they'll win. We'll obviously win. You forget they keep getting nominated, but they give it to someone else. But it's like, you've never actually given them the award. So like he got it really early and has not won since. Like, so it's weird. But actually his second film, if that's another clue. So yeah, that's the question. And then cat fact for the day. This is really more of a cat, I don't know, well, it's kind of a fact or story. I had mentioned on the last situation of my cat has diabetic problems. So wife and I had kind of emergency, but we brought their cat to the vet. And as many people who listen to this podcast know, I have a very hatred for my cat. And I want to say that I'm justified now for this because we had to bring our cat to the vet. And it was there for a few days. And the doctor came out to bring the cat and do the stuff. And she says, so next time you bring him or anywhere, call about getting this drug first to like dope him up. Because he was the worst cat we have ever seen. It was told to me by the vet that we literally have the worst cat. So when people think I'm awful and evil as hating animals, it's not that I hate animals. It's I have the worst cat in the world. So, wow. You know, I just want to make that aware to people. I don't know. I was kind of proud and justified in that case. So
it's quite a story. So
my New Year's resolution is to get rid of my cat. Oh, my wife just walked in the room and heard me. She's not, she's upset. You want to say hi to the pod?
Hi, everybody. Happy New Year.
There we go. That's Miss Product Manager on the podcast. But I don't know if we have anything else. You want to say anything else, Zach? Kind of wrap it up, you know, plug some other fun things you're doing so you can earn more money to buy that house.
I'd probably say we do have a feature focus webinar next week. That's the 28th. Yep, 28th for event management. So any of our current clients, keep an eye on your email because this was sent out. I'll probably put it in an announcement within our MagHub instance as well. So you'll get a notification there. So if you manage events, definitely watch it. Tom will go into further detail on how to actually do it and how we do it. So that'll be a great webinar to check out. If you're not able to make it, it will be posted on maghub.com. So please go on there and watch the webinars. There's a ton of them on there. They're all free. You do have to sign up with your name and email address just so we know who actually watches them. So that way, you know, our sales team can reach out and talk to you about them. Or if you have questions, you can reach out to us. So all good stuff there. And obviously, Fall Forum's coming up in September. It should be a great time. And I think that's it.
I think that's it, too. Though Maggie did send a note. She wanted me to tell Zach I like his haircut. So, you know. Very, very visual podcast we have going on right now. So you can see that, you know, I can see Zach, but he can't see me. But yeah,
we're going to change that as well. Oh. I think it's going to be a new structure. I'm going to get you a webcam because I think we should do this. So if any of our listeners are out there and you'd actually get to see a video of us chatting, kind of like a real like interpersonal podcast, we could do that. And then I can rip apart the audio separate and put it into podcast format. So if you're watching or listening to it on Spotify, doing your daily commute, if you have those anymore, who knows anymore, but you can still listen to us. But if you want to see us actually talking, that's fine. You get to see me laugh all the time.
That's the only reason I still work at Aisling is for these webcams to see how many times I can get Zach to laugh during a meeting. That's really my only purpose in life.
It's not even a challenge.
I know.
Not a challenge at all.
But it's really the count. It's not about getting it to happen. It's just the count of that. So, yeah, maybe we'll see how many people want to see my animated, hand movements. I'm almost more animated in my hand movements than the Gorman who did the poet for the inauguration. Her hands were all over the place. It's almost even more intense. So, good for her. I challenge her to a handoff. And on that weird note, thanks for listening. And look forward to seeing you on the event Feature Focus. Bye, everybody.